Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday morning, it's 6:41, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Feed America. Oakland Unified School District is serving free student meals this new school year. The district is providing nutritious food while campuses remain closed. Grab-and-go meal service happens Mondays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Students in all OUSD preschools, K through 12 schools, and young adult program can get food at 22 different sites. For more information, visit ousd.org/COVID-19 student meals. Our school year ended up getting, it was supposed to start Monday, and yes, they were like, school's canceled. So
for now, because most of the district is evacuated or what?
Yeah, the whole place is evacuated. Yeah, I mean, it's a trip. So I guess I'll start with good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I know I walked out on you all on Thursday because of what we were in the middle of. We've been evacuated, so I'm broadcasting from another different location than normal, and my family is also safe and in another location. So we're all good as far as that goes, though many in our community are not. And I wanted to mention this real quick. So as I said earlier, the sense of community that I feel right now has been strong and super reassuring. And even the people who've written on my Instagram, that support means a lot. And, you know, we are okay, and that's important, but not everyone is. Mm-hmm. And this was a note that I'd gotten, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago when the power outage happened. Maybe it's a week. I'm really lost in time right now. But someone texted into our show, and here's what he wrote. Neighbor John, we live here in Boulder Creek, and this is what we use, a Honda generator model EU3000. Powers the internet, refrigerator, and fans. I'd gotten that, and I sent that or forwarded that text to my wife to say, look up these generators. We'll try and
figure out how to get one going. Right.
So then she wrote me, I want to say yesterday, and said, you may want to check on neighbor John. And I'd forgotten all about it. But the truth is, Boulder Creek is an area that got hit. They lost houses. So
yep.
Neighbor John, I hope you're okay, and I'm thinking about you. And like my kid's school teacher, the one that she's about to start with, her house burned down.
Oh, so, my God.
Like, that's how real this is. That's how close this is. And as we are evacuated, we are certainly among the lucky ones. So as far as the fire goes, I just checked in. And look, there are fires burning all over California. Like I said, I had to drive my mom home over the weekend, and the smoke was all the way south. So there's more than just this fire. There's another big fire in Carmel, and there's others from those lightning strikes all over the state, including up past you in Napa, there's huge fires. Yep. And as they've been saying, oh, this is the second and third biggest fires of all time, it's just like, great, we're breaking
records.
Super.
Yay. Those are not the records we want to break.
Right, but
I want to break the record for least fires in a single year. Let's do that.
Right, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Mm. So I just watched the press conference, and here locally in my area in the Santa Cruz County, they had a great night. So hopefully that was the case. The weather cooperated. They were very worried about lightning strikes. And based on what I just saw, the containment is up from 8 to 13%. And you could see their spirits were lifted as they were doing the press conference and saying we were able to accomplish these goals overnight. So that is awesome and encouraging. And hopefully we're going to be on the other side of this soon enough. So
your wife
that's
put
the
up-
latest from the fire area, and those of us who are living this, we're hanging on those press conferences. The rest of you are probably like, what?
No, so people are concerned. The fires are all over the place. Your wife put up a beautiful post talking about how a storm so beautiful could have caused so much devastation. And there's a shot from the water off of the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And with the fire burning on the ridge and the boardwalk all lit up, like it's a, she's at Hurry Up Chrysarella, but it's HYRUP, something like that. It's like, all, right. Vinny follows her, but to see those pictures, and I assume that she didn't take those are, you know, professionally shot spot things. Cause there's a lightning one. That's amazing. But it is, it's true. Nature's doing this.
Mm-hmm. So and it's, the other thing that has happened out of this is that there have been people committing crimes. And one of the stories that I already mentioned, but I thought it bears repeating because it just shows you that there are people with zero respect for others. And one, they say Cal Fire Battalion Chief, they've got his name here, but that's really not the point. The point is the guy was out fighting the fire. And someone broke into the Cal Fire, his Cal Fire truck, and stole his wallet and cleaned out his bank account while he was busy fighting the fire for the community. So these are
trying
some
to save
of the
that guy's that, house, right?
Right. And our, as I said, our car was stolen. One of the things that was in the car was our credit card, as well as the. So that was another thing where we called the credit card company and they said, oh, did you guys try to connect this to Apple Pay this morning? And we're like, we're reporting it stolen. Why would we do that?
No, we would not
do
that.
No, that wasn't us. That was the robbers. Like, do you know
the
where they
robbers
are?
Have our card. So luckily they didn't connect it and clean out your bank
account? They weren't able to, no. But the thing is that's just what this... there's the other
it's
side.
Awful.
As the community rallies together and shows support for each other, there's also people from around the Bay Area and beyond who come to places like that and commit crime.
And in case you're wondering what now, if you missed it earlier, the reason Vinny left the show early on Thursday is on top of everything else that's going on with the evacuations, his car was stolen with keys to the house in it, and it began a long... I mean, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah,
and
well,
that was one of
this.
The many things you had to deal with.
I was laughing in my I have to admit I had to work through a little bit of anger as you know the keys. How leaves the keys in the car? How could you? And why don't you have a credit card? But I'm driving south. I'm taking my mom home, and I'm in my wife's new minivan, and I'm laughing as I'm realizing that because her car's gone. And we'll likely never see it again. She'll now be driving the minivan, which was my surf van, but now it's a minivan again. So we've got that car set up with the kids. They took the baby seats. I'm like, oh my God, we got to get new baby seats.
Oh no.
Yeah, they were in the car.
That's
so
what
course,
a pain in the ass.
It's just
maybe they'll
all
find
the stuff.
It, Vin. Maybe they'll find it. I mean, it can
well.
Happen.
Or
maybe they'll
it's in
find
pieces.
It.
Ah, sure, right, whatever. Well, anyway, so that's the story from my house. We were definitely affected by all of this, but we are all healthy and safe, and I don't want to say happy, but certainly grateful that we are all safe. That's something that not everybody can say. So there's that. Moving along, I thought this was cool because. I like clothes. I like to, you know, I've always thought the classics are the way you want to go where fashion's concerned. If anyone were to ask me, I'd say you cannot go wrong with a pair of Levi's.
And a t-shirt.
Levi's have been the item, shrink to fit Levi's since I was a kid and back in the since the 50s, whenever these things came around. And they are number one on the list of the most iconic clothing items, Levi's 501 jeans. So I'm with them.
Not surprising. Yep.
Number two is Levi's denim jackets, which I can't stay with that. Okay, sure. If you want to.
Well, that is the Canadian tuxedo, right? It's a Levi's denim jacket, a Levi's pair of pants, and a Rush t-shirt. I mean, that's.
Do you know what Levi's came out with their first pair of jeans?
When did they come out with their first pair
1873.
Of jeans?
1873. Woo! So Nike Air Max shoes comes in at number three. I think everyone has had a pair.
I don't even know if I could pick a pair of Nike
You could.
Air Max
I've worn them
a
million times.
Yeah,
you've seen them on me for sure.
I only ever noticed your Vans.
The Ralph Lauren polo shirt.
Oh, sure, the polo shirt. That's
everybody's had one of those.
It's got a collar on it. It's basically a t-shirt that has a collar on it, so you feel like you're a little snappier. You can wear it on the golf course.
These are the most iconic fashion items, and Louis Vuitton bag comes in at five. Who's got one of those?
Rich people. And people who buy knockoffs. Yeah.
Ugg boots comes in at number six.
I love Uggs. Oh, God, they're
so
comfy.
No, you don't. Yeah, don't say that. You don't like them.
I do like them. They're fine. Slip your feet right
in. Crocs comes in at number nine.
Hell yeah, it does. Crocs.
No, it doesn't. Come on.
Yes, it does. It's right there on your list, Vinny.
I know. It's terrible.
How is the mini skirt not number one?
I don't know. You tell me. How is it?
I thought to myself, that's got to be the most iconic. But I guess maybe because skirt lengths change all the time. I don't know. I like that. Oh, whenever I think of a miniskirt, I think of that one girl in a baby doll miniskirt. You know, that's just sort of, and she crouches down to pet someone's dog, and her whole hiney's hanging out and all the other stuff. And
all the cars crash.
All the cars crash. Like, it was some star. I can't remember who it was. Some starlet. You know.
Oh, I don't remember
She probably flashed in the pan away and
I'll have to look that up. That sounds really
maybe Bryn can find it. The research department will get it. Yeah, you'd love it.
Terms.
Kidding me?
Give me some search terms, sir.
Baby doll, kneel down, pat dog, hiney out, smoking hot. I don't know. How's that? Use those search terms. Sarah's search
All right.
terms. Baby doll dress peekaboo. How about that?
Sounds good, whatever it is. Let me see if I can pull up some text here. I'm sorry, I blabbed my story for most of
Look,
this break,
your story but... is the show today. That's just the way it is, baby. Some things will never change.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, make sure you disable any access to the garage door opener from your stolen car. Yes, that was the other thing. I didn't even mention that. On top of having to get all of the locks changed in the morning before we evacuated, we also had to change the code on the garage door opener so that
and reset all the other cars and
yes,
oh,
amazing,
boy.
Yay!
What a fun thing to have hanging over your head as you're also supposed to evacuate.
In the future, there's one of those little slide locks in all the garages. You know what I'm talking about? Just
so for now, he could have done that. And
Well, look. I didn't feel comfortable leaving until we had secured the place. And now in retrospect, and this sort of brings me back to my gratitude for the fire and police, and they have helped the most chaotic situation become
bearable,
as organized as possible, I guess is the way to put it. The information's getting to us in a good way. The police have locked down the neighborhood. I told you guys I went back to get a few more things and they pulled me over and they stopped me and made sure I was who I said I was. And they also kicked me out and said, please don't come back. We're working hard. We're protecting your stuff. Just stay away. And it's clear they're on it. And that brings me some relief. In retrospect, now I would know, don't even worry about it. Just leave, just get what you need and everything else will be.
Well, now you know that, but honestly, how can you evacuate with someone having the keys to your house and your garage door opener in their hand? I absolutely understand why you... If you had encountered the cops you know, as you were headed out or something, and before you had changed the locks, maybe you would have done something differently, but you had to do it.
408 says, Vin's experience has made me update the go bag, organize important files, take pics of our rooms and possessions. Thanks and good luck, Vin.
That's very important. Everybody should have video walkthroughs of their house, and just for insurance purposes. And
I did that too. That was another thing I ran around the house doing, was every room.
Yep. It's got to be done.
And you know what? Now, in retrospect, as I was sort of packing the things we need, I walked past a few pictures I wish I would have grabbed. I know they can probably be reprinted or whatever, but I'm just like, oh, that picture. If that goes down, right, I'm going to be so bummed. But anyway, at this point, the news on the fire is good. And next break, I'll just try to get to the normal nonsense we're used to. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let me look here. So I've got some information about Lori Loughlin. I got a Chrissy Teigen story and the Kentucky Derby after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.